Have you ever left a conversation feeling completely misunderstood or wondered why your perfectly reasonable request was met with resistance? The mystery behind these frustrating interactions might be simpler than you think. Using the DISC behavioral system's 4 color-coded personality types, red, yellow, green, and blue, we can decode the communication breakdowns that plague our daily lives. This isn't about labeling people as truly idiotic, but understanding that we all process information differently. When someone seems difficult or unreasonable, they're likely operating from a behavioral style fundamentally different from yours. The revolutionary insight is that communication always happens on the listener's terms, not the speaker's. By recognizing these patterns, you gain a psychological superpower, the ability to adapt your approach and connect effectively with anyone. Reds are direct, decisive achievers who prioritize results over process. "Just tell me what you want," typifies their approach. They think and speak quickly, viewing time as precious and measuring success through tangible outcomes. Competition drives them, not to dominate others, but to constantly improve themselves. They set ambitious goals and believe in their ability to overcome any obstacle. Yellows, conversely, are natural connectors who energize rooms with their enthusiasm. They thrive on building relationships and view unfamiliar situations as opportunities to make new connections. Their defining traits include unwavering optimism and creative problem-solving abilities. Yellows excel at persuasive communication, using storytelling to engage emotions and imagination, making them effective in sales, presentations, and negotiations. Let's make sure everyone feels comfortable with this decision. While reds charge ahead and yellows energize, greens provide essential balance through their steady, supportive presence, creating the stable foundation teams need to thrive. Greens excel in reliability and harmony. When they commit, they deliver thoroughly, if not quickly. As natural peacemakers, they ensure all voices are heard, sometimes at the cost of their own preferences. Their greatest strength lies in genuine listening, truly hearing both words and underlying emotions. Blues contribute depth through methodical precision. Accuracy and quality drive their approach, with little tolerance for unverified claims or sloppy work. They build deep expertise in their areas of interest, basing decisions on thorough research rather than intuition. Structure and clear guidelines comfort blues. They communicate with emotional restraint, separating facts from feelings. While their perfectionism drives excellence, it can create bottlenecks. Risk-averse by nature, blues carefully analyze outcomes before taking action. Adaptation is the key to productive conversations across personality types, not by changing who you are, but by adjusting how you express yourself to improve understanding. With reds, be brief and focus on results. Instead of lengthy explanations, try, "I've identified 3 options to increase revenue by 15%. Option A offers fastest implementation. Should we proceed?" For yellows, bring enthusiasm and create space for storytelling. Transform "the quarterly results show 3.2% increase" into "your idea created amazing results. The team is celebrating this win you helped create." When talking to greens, emphasize personal connection and gradual change. Rather than announcing changes, say, "I'd like to discuss improvements that could help our team. I value your thoughts on implementing these gradually." For blues, provide structured, evidence-based information. Instead of intuitive statements, use, "Analysis shows 27% efficiency improvement across 5 similar implementations. I've prepared a detailed report with methodology and timelines." Remember, adaptation isn't manipulation. It's showing respect for different communication preferences to foster genuine connections. The most effective teams leverage diverse behavioral styles, with each color bringing essential strengths. Natural pairings work smoothly. Blues and greens share methodical approaches, while reds and yellows connect through their faster pace and big-picture focus. Complementary combinations like reds and blues can be powerful, combining drive for results with quality assurance. Ideal teams include all four colors. Yellows generate creative ideas, reds drive implementation, greens maintain harmony and follow-through, and blues ensure quality and process refinement. This diversity prevents the blind spots common in homogeneous groups. For example, in a product launch, yellow marketing directors envision campaigns, red sales managers set aggressive targets, green customer service leads maintain stable client relationships, and blue operations analysts ensure system capacity. Each role is crucial for success. Understanding these dynamics helps explain and resolve team conflicts. Rather than forcing everyone to work identically, the key is creating space for different styles to contribute their strengths while managing their limitations. When someone behaves in ways that frustrate or confuse us, we typically assume negative intentions. The red colleague who interrupts must be rude. The yellow friend who's chronically late must be selfish. The green team member who avoids conflict must be passive-aggressive. The blue partner who questions everything must be untrusting. Understanding behavioral styles transforms these judgments into insights. That interrupting red isn't being rude, they're focused on efficiency and results. The late yellow isn't disrespecting your time, they genuinely experience time differently and get caught up in people connections. The conflict-avoiding green isn't being passive-aggressive, they're prioritizing harmony and relationships. The questioning blue isn't untrusting, they're ensuring accuracy and quality. This shift doesn't just improve communication, it enriches our experience of human diversity and creates space for everyone to contribute their unique gifts. We move from feeling surrounded by idiots to recognizing we're surrounded by different but equally valuable perspectives. In this understanding lies the power to transform our professional relationships, personal connections, and ultimately our experience of the complex, colorful world of human interaction. Perhaps the most powerful application of this knowledge is the perspective shift it creates in daily interactions. When we understand behavioral styles, we can transform moments of friction into opportunities for connection. The red, who seems abrupt, becomes the colleague we appreciate for driving decisions. The yellow, who appears scattered, becomes the team member who generates creative solutions. The green, who seems indecisive, becomes the person who ensures everyone's voice is heard. The blue, who appears critical, becomes the quality guardian who prevents costly mistakes. This framework doesn't just explain past conflicts, it provides practical tools for navigating future ones. When tension arises, ask yourself, what color behavior am I seeing, and how might my own style be contributing to this disconnect? Often, the very qualities that frustrate us most in others are simply the shadow sides of their strengths. By recognizing these patterns, we can choose curiosity over judgment, adaptation over rigidity. The ultimate goal isn't to categorize people into rigid boxes, but to develop the flexibility to connect across differences. The most effective communicators can speak all four color languages fluently, adapting their approach based on context and audience. This versatility doesn't mean abandoning authenticity. Rather, it's about expanding your range to include more ways of engaging with the world. Through this lens, difficult people aren't problems to solve, but different perspectives to understand. In that understanding lies the key to more productive teams, deeper relationships, and a richer experience of human connection.